Good evening. I'm Kathy Steinhoff, President of CMNEA. I want to thank you for the opportunity to address you this evening. Tonight's meeting has an ominous feel about it as we once again discuss a return to in-seat instruction during a pandemic. And it feels as though the differing opinions in the community have started to create factions that are lumping us into groups and pitting us against each other. Teachers versus parents versus school board. This isn't good for us. I don't believe that every parent feels the same way on this issue. Based on previous board votes, it's obvious not every one of you feels the same way. And I guarantee you that not every teacher in this district feels the same way. One thing I know we all have in common is that we care about kids. And it is unfair and it's hurtful to suggest that any parent doesn't love their child, nor any teacher doesn't like kids. It's inherent in the roles as parents and teachers. We all want our students back in school, and we all want our students to be safe. We must work as a team to make both happen. So the challenge we find ourselves in is, how do we get there? As a board, you have to make that difficult decision. All any of us can do is lend our opinion. CMNEA's opinion is and has always been solely based on expert recommendation. We have surveyed our members to ensure their support, but the basis comes from the experts. We believe in the Minnesota model that was adopted by this board. We believe in the testimony of Drs. Browning and Milham. We believe in the CDC recommendations for school openings. I understand that there's many in this community who want to be angry at us for this stance, but we're not making up this data and we're not making up this interpretation. Each of these sources has made adjustments in their conclusions along the way as they learn more about this virus. But none of them are recommending that we ignore all social distancing and return all students 4 days a week, when our own COVID tracker is at 82.4 and the Show Me Strong website report on positive cases in school-aged children in the last 14 days by school district puts our district at the second highest over 200 districts in the state. I am not dismissing the cost of being virtual. We know virtual learning is not ideal, and we are keenly aware that our students and our families and the community and our employees are facing other critical and unintended consequences of our district being virtual. But virtual has kept many in our community safe and potentially alive. It doesn't make sense to give up on the data-driven plan we have been committed to when we're so close to the finish line. The ionization units are still being installed, and the vaccine is on its way. Together, these will make a big impact on community health and our ability to not only open schools, but to remain open. CMNEA fully supports your resolution to get vaccines to educators as soon as possible in order to provide safe, equitable, and effective in-person instruction and support. I recognize that unfortunately this has become a very contentious issue and that you all are under immense pressure. I see firsthand and up close how the seven of you and other district leaders and even educators who have demonstrated unwavering and tireless devotion to our CPS students and community are being thoughtlessly attacked and cruelly harassed throughout this difficult time. It's not fair, and it's not right. And it's definitely not the example that we as a community should set for our students and how to engage in public discourse. So I am sorry for that personal anguish that this decision has caused each of you, and for the fear that you have endured due to some of our community members, and for the emotional and physical burden that this has put on you and your families. But I also thank you for your commitment to hearing all sides and the extensive research that you have done to make the most difficult decision on behalf of our students, all of our students, and our staff. Thank you.